Tim asked me to bring today's Bible reading to you, and it's from Joshua chapter 6, verses 1 to 20. But because it's such a long passage from the Bible, as Tim said, I'm going to need a little bit of help from you. Now, today is Pentecost Sunday, and that happens 7 whole weeks after Jesus rose from the dead. We're going to see the number 7 appear quite a lot in today's story. And the number 7 is a very special number that we see all the way through the Bible, from the very beginning with 7 days of creation, all the way to the very end with the 7 churches, angels, seals, trumpets, and stars in the last book of the Bible, Revelation. The number 7 is really important to God's plan. And so what I want you to do today is every time you hear me say the number 7 or 7th, I want you to shout out, and you can do it louder than you did it for Tim, the number 7. So just shout back, 7, okay? So we'll have a practice now. Today is 7 weeks since Easter Sunday, okay? Got it. So here we go. This is Joshua chapter 6, starting at verse 1, and I'm going to be reading from the NIV. Now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went out, and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have the whole army give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and the army will go up, everyone straight in." So Joshua, son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and have 7 priests carry trumpets in front of it." And he ordered the army, "Advance. March around the city with an armed guard going ahead of the Ark of the Lord." When Joshua had spoken to the people, the 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets before the Lord went forward, blowing their trumpets, and the Ark of the Lord's covenant followed them. The armed guard marched ahead of the priests who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard followed the Ark. All this time the trumpets were sounding. But Joshua had commanded the army, "Do not give a war cry. Do not raise your voices. Do not say a word until the day I tell you to shout. Then shout." So he had the Ark of the Lord carried around the city, circling it once. Then the army returned to camp and spent the night there. Joshua got up early the next morning, and the priests took up the Ark of the Lord. The 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets went forward, marching before the Ark of the Lord and blowing the trumpets. The armed men went ahead of them, and the rear guard followed the Ark of the Lord while the trumpets kept sounding. So on the 2nd day, they marched around the city once and returned to camp, and they did this for 6 days. On the 7th day, they got up at daybreak and marched around the city 7 times in the same manner, except that on that day they circled the city 7 times. The 7th time, the 7th time around, when the priests sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the army, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. The city and all that is in it are to be devoted to the Lord. Only Rahab the prostitute and all who are with her in her house shall be spared, because she hid the spies we sent. But keep away from the devoted things, so that you will not bring about your own destruction by taking any of them. Otherwise, you will make the camp of Israel liable to destruction and bring trouble on it. All the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron are sacred to the Lord and must go into his treasury." When the trumpet sounded, the army shouted. And at the sound of the trumpet, when the men gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. So everyone charged straight in and they took the city. Are you preaching for 7 minutes?
Thank you very much, Tom. Think yourself lucky he didn't get you to be a trumpet or anything, because that would have been a bit more embarrassing for a lot of you than shouting seven, I guess. But well done. And we haven't finished with interaction just yet, okay? So keep listening out as we go on with our service. But we thought we ought to sing, "I Raise a Hallelujah in the Presence of My Enemies." So we're going to be led by our NBC musicians who recorded this for us earlier. So at home and on the car park, let's join in. "I Raise a Hallelujah." Let's give thanks to God for his power at work in us and through us today. Thank you. Thank you. Please be seated. I raise a hallelujah in the middle of the mystery. And what a mystery these two stories are. You know, the mystery of Jerusalem and the sudden change in those followers. The mystery of Jericho as well, by having to obey God's commands in such an interesting way. And yet in the middle of the mystery, people stood up and praised God. And we still find ourselves in a mystery. I don't know about you, but as I get older, there are more mysterious things around than I've ever known before. Is that just old age, or is it just how you get to experience more of life as you go on? I've got a few mysteries that I need your help with today as well, and I hope you might be able to help me with some answers to these, because I've got some questions that are looking for answers, okay? So hopefully someone either watching or in the car park is going to have an answer for me. So here's my first question that I need an answer to. If poison passes its use-by date, is it more poisonous after that or less poisonous? Please send your answers on a postcard. Okay, here's my second one. Which letter is silent in the word sent, spelled S-C-E-N-T? The S or the C? Which one is silent in the word sent? Anybody know? That's a bit mystery for me. Okay, here's a mystery I found out. The word swims upside down is still swims. It's taken a bit of time for you to work that one out, isn't it? S-W-I-M-S is still the same when you turn it upside down. Isn't that weird? I mean, what a mystery that is. How does that happen? Very appropriate if you go swimming as well and you can't swim very well. If money doesn't grow on trees, how come banks have branches? I mean, that's just weird, isn't it? I mean, there's not many left at bank branches now, I know, but, you know, there's still a few left. And why do doctors practice medicine? I've always wondered about that. Why do you go to a doctor's practice? It's like, it doesn't give you a lot of confidence, does it, if they're still practicing when you go into that little room? I want them to know what the answers are. I don't want them to be practicing on me. So that's one of those mysteries. How come noses run and feet smell? I mean, that's surely the wrong way around, isn't it? I mean, surely. And if you replace W with a T, okay, so I want you to work this one out. So you're replacing the W in this word with a T, then you get the answer to each of them, okay? All right, so in the word what, if you replace the W with a T, what do you get? It's the answer to the question, isn't it? If you replace the W for a T in the word where? There. It's amazing, isn't it? And if you replace the letter W in the word when with a T, when? I tell you, this is amazing, isn't it? Don't you think that's amazing? No round of applause. You obviously don't think it's amazing. But I'm sure that some of you at home, especially my wife, she'll be a round of applause just now, I'm sure, for me. But, okay, we're facing the story of Jericho and we're facing the story of Jerusalem. And both of them have questions for me. Both of them have some mystery sort of involved in the two stories. And we're looking for answers to them both. But maybe there aren't any, but maybe we can find a few today. It's like something impossible. Excellent, excellent. Begins to happen in both of those cities, hundreds of years apart, and yet the same God is doing the same thing in both of those settings. We've got a group of quite scared Jesus followers upstairs in a room in a locked room for fear of all the people who were against them. No one's going in and out of that locked room because they're not sure what they should do next. We've got a group of very scared people of Israel as well, looking at this amazing city of Jericho. The walls are high, the doors are barred. The text says nobody is going in and out, so they don't know quite how they're going to get in and how anything is going to happen. And then God, in both those situations, does something impossible. I can't resist saying the word impossible now, just to see if you're still with me or not. And I think there's some lessons for us to learn before it rains today, some lessons for us to learn from both of these places. So firstly, they were locked up. The followers of Jesus were locked up. The people in the city were locked up. They didn't quite know what to do. And there's a fear that is sort of in them. Both of them are fearful of what is going to happen. And I think the people of Israel are fearful as well, because is God going to continue to go with them into the next bit of this journey? They've crossed the River Jordan. They've circumcised, had Passover. Joshua's had that encounter with the commander of the Lord's army. But is God going to go with them? Well, here's the tester. Are they going to do what God did? You know, there's a fear in them. And perhaps during this season, this last season of time, we've had some fears as well. And even as we come out of this lockdown period, there are some fears for us all. Is anything going to change? How am I going to feel? I feel a bit powerless in all of this as well. And the followers of Jesus, the people of Israel, there's a sort of powerlessness in it because everything is locked up. It just looks impossible. Oh, thank you so much. And that's the truth, because what looks difficult, hard, fearful, but God is with us. And in both these stories, God shows up in powerful, powerful ways. God says to Joshua, chapter 6, verse 1, he says, I have delivered Jericho into your hands. It's done. I have delivered Jericho into your hands. See, Joshua didn't fit the battle of Jericho because God had already done it. I've delivered it into your hands. And they had to then obey God's word to go, how many times round the wall? Only on the seventh day, though, surely. Brilliant. I tell you, we're awake. We're awake here. Wait. Do it my way. And to those followers of Jesus up in the room, he'd already told them, wait there until the promise comes to you. And then the text says in Acts 2, but suddenly God showed up. If you want an answer to the situation you're finding, God says, I'm going to show up. And suddenly it happened. Slowly to the people of Jericho, suddenly to the followers up in that room in Jerusalem. But God was with them. And suddenly, new confidence, new faith builds, and that fear begins to settle away because God is leading them forward. Don't move out unless God is going with you. Ark of the Covenant went with the people of Israel. God's presence, let it go ahead of you. It was at the front of the procession. Don't go out of this locked room until the Holy Spirit has come upon you. But when it does, you can go and do what I've called you to do. And that's the next challenge for us, to get out. You know, things might be locked up, but God is with us. But so we've got to get out of the structure, the fixture that we're in. Get out of that room. Get out of that place you're in and go and walk around the walls and just see what God wants to do next. Go out and preach. Be obedient to what God has to say. Because suddenly, the really, really, really difficult obstacles that are impossible, God says, you know, together we can knock those walls down. Together we can talk about Jesus and people will listen and things will change. Go and make a noise. Go and speak the good news. And some of those walls that have been built up will just come tumbling down. And victory happens when we do what God wants us to do in the way that he wants us to do it. And together we become the people that God wants to use, bursting out of that room into Jerusalem, walking around the walls in Jericho, maybe in Newcastle, in Stoke, in Staffordshire, in our nation, and for some around the world to go and do what God wants us to do. Because when we do, that thing that is really, 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 really impossible begins to happen. The walls come tumbling down. Lives are transformed. 3,000 people added to their number that very day. When people repent, they turn away from what is wrong in their lives and they believe the good news. And Jesus becomes the center of attention. You know, I hope and pray that on this day of all days, Pentecost Sunday, when we remember the story of God's power being given, his Holy Spirit, that we too would know that it's available to us today as well. And then if you're facing impossible, I must have got over my 7 minutes. The impossible, you don't need to do it again, happens, that things begin to change in our lives, in the lives of the people we love and care for, in the people we work with, because suddenly God does something amazing. So if you've got a wall that needs coming down in your life, would you let God help you take that down? If you're sensing that God wants to take you in a brand new direction in your life, that there's stuff in your life that you know you've got to let go of, to repent, to turn away from it, and to believe the good news of Jesus, well, it can happen for each one of us today and any day that we decide to turn to him. What a day. Happy birthday, church. And I pray that you'll continue to be part of his people as we continue to see what he wants us to do in this day with his Holy Spirit's power at work in us. Thank you so much for joining us today. I think we've just about used up our time. But nevertheless, thank you for coming. For those of you at home, thank you for joining us today. It's been great to have you here today. And we've loved your company. And please keep in touch with us as we continue this journey next week. We'll be indoors again next week. But we'll continue our journey of Joshua and see what God has to say to us next week and into the future as well.